Today on Wings, Changing the Minds and Behavior of India's Dear Boys.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
In 2017, police in Kolkata, India, started a program called Dear Boys to influence boys in 9th through 12th grades to treat girls and women with more respect and fairness. Kalpana Pradhan, our Wings reporter in Kolkata, collected sound and interviews. She started with the founder of the project, Swati Sengupta.
So, Swati, could you please tell me in the beginning how it came in your mind?
Actually, it has always been a part of the discussion in college among friends and with teachers. The violence is coming from the men. So if you do not address men, then how can this problem be, how can you overcome this problem? So it is something that needs to be discussed with men. And we always believe that, you know, the younger the better, because it's easier to influence and mold a person at a younger age, and they should understand this right from a young age. You know, younger children react more positively, they are more accepting. When I was doing the sessions with the children, it was not specifically addressed for only boys. It was for girls and boys and young children. And the reason I prepared this project and approached the Kolkata police, because I think it is important that especially a law enforcing agency supports it, it becomes more acceptable, people accepted. So I'm glad that Kolkata police authorities, they like the idea and they have accepted it, and therefore we could do this project.
India has experienced rapid social transformation and economic growth, but gender bias in India continue to limit women opportunities, and widespread preference for sons leads to selective abortion of female fetuses and discrimination in education, nutrition, and healthcare. In the past decade, while Indian GDP has grown up by around 6%, there has been a large decline in female labor force participation from 34% to 27%, and violence against women is manifesting itself in newer forms, and the oppression of socially excluded women is taking on brutal contours. So gender activists point out the importance to educate Indian children about gender equality from an early age. There has been a meaningful start in that direction. Aiming to make a safer city for girls and women, the Kolkata police in the state capital of West Bengal and a writer and gender activist took initiative to educate teenage school boys to respect women and girls. This special session was underway in a boys' school of South Kolkata, where students all in their teens were listening to Swati Sengupta, a gender activist and a writer. She said to Wings that gender equality sessions is a kind of information to the boys that how they behave with girls, which are rarely discussed at home or their classrooms, nor in their syllabus.
Actually, I have been doing sessions with children for several years now. And this Dear Boys project was a project of, 20 sessions with school children of Kolkata. which I tied up with the Kolkata Police Authorities. And this is basically a session where I address primarily teenage boys. These sessions are general discussions that I'm teaching at the sessions. It's basically, you know, telling boys how they should be sensitive and responsible young men when they grow up. And these are not, you know, sessions that where I tell them that this is what you should do and this is what you have to do. But basically, these are discussions on equality of men and women. I show them presentations and I tell them why women and men are equal. I show them certain things like, you know, clippings from films and advertisements. And how to overcome this gap that exists.
I have seen that you show Bollywood film clips. But what your message?
In these popular films and advertisements, I show them the way that this gender gap, this disparity is always apparent. And the moment you discuss it with the teenage boys, they understand, you know. And these things are normally never discussed at home or even with teachers. These things are not discussed separately. So I think these classes are generally very helpful because these are things that they really find interesting and they notice that they see all around them where men and women are not treated as equals, but they are never told how these things, you know, these ads, commercials and these films disrespect the way women are projected. So this is something that gets into their mind but doesn't happen very in a conscious way. These things are not pointed out to them. So when these things are pointed out and discussed, that is when they understand. But the focus is not on rape figures or the molestation figures. They are not bombarded with all that which they read about in newspapers and watch on news. It's a general things, something that is suitable for their age and something that gets into them without their knowing it. It's so much ingrained in our culture. They see this this violence on women happening all around them. So they understand, they know, but they do not know why and how it is happening. I think it's important to tell them at this age and in a right way. So that is what I try.
And how do they react actually? What kind of things in their mind after discussed with you?
There is a lot of difference between boys this age and when they are almost adults, when they are like in class 9, 10, mostly when they are in 10, 11, when they are just about to be adults. By then, they have already, you know, formed their opinions. So the reactions are different when it comes to younger boys and slightly older boys. The older boys generally try to say that men also face sexual harassment. They try to present an alternative case. But then I have to show them, I have to tell them that, you know, the figure, this is what the figures show. Actually, majority are boys, but I also tell the schools where these are co-ed schools, I also tell the school authorities that there must be, you know, some girls present, because then, you know, the problems, the difficulties that the girls their age face, they can, you know, present their point of view and, you know, the violence, the problems that the women face. And I also tell them about the LGBTQ. These issues are also brought in. So it's basically the fact that you have to treat individuals as individuals, not as, you know, men or women. And equality of all the sexes, you know, I point out. In one of these the schools, it was a boys' school. You know, a lot of boys were saying that if women want to be equal, then why do they ask for reserved seats in buses?
Actually, they don't like it.
They don't like it. And sometimes the older boys say that, you know, in buses there are reservations. Then why should women accept this? So then one of the boys in the class, he stood up and said that, you know, you will not understand this because in public transport you have not faced harassment. It's so difficult for women. So as long as this does not go, unless molestation stops, because this continues to happen, it has not stopped, then you have to give them that space. That's why the need for reserved seats in public transport. You know, one of them have understood this because he has a sister. So I think a lot of argument comes because the insensitive attitude. Their classmates, when they have periods, boys must understand and be sensitive. They must also, you know, offer seats. So it is, I think, important for the boys to understand. Sensitivity has all these different layers. It's not just about rights, it's also about sensitive and responsible.
किस भाषा में समझाना पड़ेगा तुझे? तुझे कोई भी बात बता जाए तेरे पेचे में कुत्ते क्या?
आप पहले खाना खा लीजिए बेटा, और दाल
लगो,
दाल
लगो मत लड़ाई।
Shruti was showing popular Bollywood Hindi film clips in the session where male members were having dinner and female members of the family were serving food. The females can have their food only after finish the male members eating. She strongly pointed out such treatment towards women, which most of the Indian families still follow, are not the right way to show respect to women. People should change such old patriarchal practice, and it should start from home, said author and gender activist Shruti Sengupta.
You know, something like in a lot of families, the men eat first and then, you know, the women serve the men, and once the men have eaten, then women sit down to eat. You know, I tell them that it is not that practice in every family, and they understand what I mean. Children need to be addressed, the boys need to be addressed, and it must start from a very young age in order to make a change. So it is something that I always believed in, and I always wanted to do this, to talk to boys about it. So that I have always felt was necessary, since nobody was doing it.
On Wings, this is a program by Kalpana Pradhan from Kolkata, India, about re-educating boys to accept gender equality. Her main interviewee is Shruti Sengupta, who both teaches and writes on the subject. One of Sengupta's books is titled Half the Field is Mine. It's about a mixed-sex soccer team, or football as most of the world calls it.
One of my books is about a mixed football team where boys and girls play in the same football team. This is a book for teenagers, and I always enjoy talking to children. And so I was doing these book reading sessions in different schools all over the country. And when I was discussing this book with children in different schools in Delhi, in Lucknow, in Mumbai, in different schools in Kolkata and Bhubaneswar, elsewhere, many cities, these sessions were also about discussing with teenagers the concept of equality. How, you know, girls are not allowed by their parents, and what neighbors think when they wear shorts and start playing football with boys. It is not allowed. I have seen that so many girls enjoy playing football, or they want to play football, but they have never been told to play football. So everywhere this thing exists, that women are not allowed to do whatever they feel they want to do. They cannot go out after a certain time. The girl will be asked to return home, but her brother will not be asked to return home at the same time. It doesn't go with the concept of freedom. The freedom exists for a boy, it doesn't exist for a girl. So why should that happen? So it's something which I know that these things are there in their minds, and they want to discuss this. These are things that needs to be discussed more with them.
Till now, how many schools accepted such gender equality sessions?
Dear Boys project covered 20 schools, but I have done a number of schools before that, and after that I have been continuing to do these sessions in schools. Some of the schools, you know, they continue to ask me to do sessions in their schools, and I've done in children's homes and elsewhere also. you know, at my place, I continue to do this. Without funding, it's difficult to move out and do it in villages. But I've done these sessions in all kinds of schools. In private schools, I've done it in government schools, I've done it in English, Bengali and Hindi medium schools. Even for children who come from not so privileged backgrounds, I've done sessions with them also. I would like to go to villages and do it in all kinds of schools, even in village schools. But unfortunately, at this moment, I have not been able to do it because there are no funds.
So for last 2 years, you were continuing this kind of session in the schools. So do you think it's really changed their mindset?
The change is definitely there, that I can tell you. But it has to be done in large scale, you know, methodically, in a planned way, and constantly. I usually talk to them before the session, and I talk to them after the session separately. They understand, even if not many are articulate. So I ask them before the sessions, and I ask them the same set of questions after the session. And there's clear change. So, but I think, you know, these sessions with the same children, same set of children, it needs to be done again and again for them to, you know, fully understand. Because doing one session and then going back to the same environment, going back to the, you know, same public transport, the same set of people, the same family where equality is not practiced at home, it is difficult to, for one session to completely change a person. And I do not expect that either. But for some children, I have done a number of sessions, and therefore in those sessions, among those children, I have seen some distinct changes. So for that, I think it needs to be done more frequently for a certain period of time. When I ask them before the sessions, there is any difference between men and women and girls and boys, and they say that yes. And I ask them that, you know, should girls wear a certain kind of clothes? And do you think they are teased because they wear certain kinds of clothes? Before the sessions, they always say yes. Because some girls wear short clothes, their skirts or clothes are so-called, you know, within quotes, not good. They do not project themselves as good women, good girls, you know, that's why they get teased. After the session, I show them a picture of Priyanka Chopra and her mother wearing, you know, very short skirts. And I show them another photo of a man wearing a shorter length of shorts that he's wearing. Tell them that nobody would react to the man wearing, you know, the length of the man's shorts, but it comes to the women's clothes. So why is there this difference? And by then, I've already told them, right from birth, they are treated differently. They are given different kinds of toys to play with. They are made to wear different kinds of clothes. So by then, they know that there is no difference between girls and boys and men and women. And then I'm showing them the picture. Gradually, they start to understand by then that there is no difference between men and women, which is why directly I do not talk about molestation. I do not talk directly about violence, because that's not something that children would like to, you know, it's a kind of a negative way of approaching. So I try to do it more positively, and I talk more about equality. I do not talk about the gender, you know, violence. I casually tell them that this is the reason why violence is taking place, and something that needs to, you know, there should be a positive change in the minds of people who are being violent on women. By then, they have understood they should not react negatively to a woman who is wearing short clothes, because that is her choice, and it's a matter of choice for a person, and that should be respected. And this is something that nobody has the right to react in a certain way. It's a question of a person's independence. By the end of the session, I asked the same questions that I've asked them before the session started. You know, just the opposite, that yes, we used to think, but after the session, we do think choice of clothes does not make a person good or bad. It is something that we should not react to. I think these sessions, once you go on telling a person this, I think they do understand at some point, and it needs to be constantly done. Therefore, the need to repeat these sessions with children.
Exactly, and you discussed about Me Too campaign also.
Yeah, it's something that I did not bring up. It's something that the children themselves brought up. Because at that point, these things, these narratives were coming in and they have read it in the papers. The number of women, it has touched, I mean, no woman is spared. The sheer number is horrifying, and they understand that also because they're teenagers, they know everything.
After 2-3 sessions in a same school, boys have changed their attitudes towards girls. Babu Shona, a 15-year-old boy, students of 10th standard of a Bengali medium school in South Kolkata, now giving gender equality knowledge to the other students at the NGO-run home, where he is staying nearby his school. His mother is a domestic helper, living in a slum in the city. He saw poverty from his childhood. After the sessions, Babu Shona has changed his mind towards girls.
মানে বাড়িতে যখন মা বলে যে মেয়েদের সাথে মিশবি না, মেয়েদের থেকে দূরে থাকবি, তখন আমি বলি যে কেন মিশবো না, ওরাও তো আমাদের মতো নেই।
Babu Shona said his mother always said to him not to play with girls in his neighborhood because football is not a game for girls and girls who are playing with boys is not good. Babu loved football. He said earlier he didn't react on it, but after the sessions, he wanted explanations from his mother about so-called not good meaning. But his mother failed to say so. He told his mother that there is no fault to play football with girls and girls have same rights to play football. Now he encouraged to his sister to play football with boys.
ছেলেরা যেটা করতে পারবে মেয়েদের সেটার অধিকার আছে, তো ওদের অধিকার নিয়ে নেওয়ার আমাদের কোনো অধিকার নেই। আমি আগে এটা জানতাম না, আন্টি বলার পর আমি এটা জানতে পেরেছি।
Crime against women is a topic that has been debated multiple times, but the correct way to address the issue has also been a topic of deliberation. There is no question that till date, gender bias is a problem in India. The list of traditions that put women at a disadvantaged stage literally begins at birth and carries on through childhood to marriage, and then adulthood. Gender studies is very important to teach students, but sex education is also necessary for teenage boys and girls to stop crime against women, said social scientist and professor Dr. Bula Bhadra.
We have been fighting for a long time in India whether to introduce sex education in schools. If you do not discuss sex, you do not discuss the orientation of sexuality, if you don't discuss the rights, how do you expect boys not to think women as commodities and then, you know, try to coerce them? And India has highest number of rapes, sexual harassments, this and that. So how do you expect this to go by law? Of course not. You have to bring it right from the beginning, right from the childhood. Thinking your next person, whatever the sex is actually a person equal to you. So there is no question of forcing or coercing or being violent. India has one of the highest domestic violence on women. And we have been, women have been accepting it for a long time, lot of women. So naturally it is not going away. It has become a sort of an unwritten position that laws are there, but still, nothing is going away. We have laws, we have post-Nirbhaya laws, we have now capital punishment if the victim dies. So this kind of situation will never going to go away. Now we have a new game started. We corner transgender people because now they have come out, they're recognized, they're coming out in number, they're going to different places. They don't have the occupation we used to know. If the rights remain on paper, what good is it? There's no good about it. So we have to be much more conscious and aware. And that consciousness can only come if we penetrate right from class one, right from the time the child is exposed to the outer world, to the other persons, to the realities, etc. And, you know, one thing is very interesting. We have not understood one very core matter in the school curriculum. At some point, we used to have that called value education. We need to inculcate values.
Entire education system is wrong?
Problematic. And that becomes more violent in case of women. Because the more difficulty you have in the total system, it will translate more on the marginalized sections. Women, those who have made it, not them, but the women, those who haven't made it, or let's say working class children, transgender people, slum areas, etc. All these things, this will matter. See, if we don't have women teachers in good numbers in the schools, some of the parents won't send their girls because there is this fear that, you know, male teachers might abuse, which happens in India. I guess everywhere it happens, but it happens quite a bit in India. So, number of good quality trained teachers, women teachers, are very much needed. So, it's a question of changing the mindset of all of us. That can only start if we have gender-neutral education. Gender-neutral education must be like, irrespective of the economic condition, everybody should have the right to education. Not everybody is receiving education. So the first thing is imparting education to each one of the children of India, which is still much lagging behind. And I think all schools after, let's say, 3 or 4 should be co-ed, because keeping separate schools, etc., means actually gendering people in a very, very subtle way. You need to break the barrier structurally that there is no need for different schools.
Social scientist and professor Dr. Bula Bhadro. According to UNICEF, poverty and cultural beliefs cause discrimination against girl children, which are some of the major factors behind gender inequality in education throughout India. There is still a struggle to give girls the same level of education as their male members get. So experts are saying that gender study, especially for boys, would break the existing hurdles to change the Indian society in coming days. Kalpana Pradhan, Wings, Kolkata, India.
To hear this and other Wings programs again, visit our website wingsradio.org or email wings@wings.org. Please also check facebook.com/wingsradio to see information we share from around the world. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, editor of the new book, The Maternal Basis of the Gift Economy. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.